And we are live. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, BKA Malik's Intellect, better known as the nigga with no bitches. Like, wow. It's amazing how I've been doing this since the jump. I'm actually laying in bed this morning and I was on, you know, the Apple TV. You know me, just the finer things in life. Luxurious ass nigga. Anyways, on the Apple TV, and you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm the reason why most of these niggas open a podcast app nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, think about it. How many times have you opened your podcast app before Malik Talking Drop? Exactly.
Can't think of a time.
I can't. Literally, niggas was just like, damn, there's a podcast app? I'm like, on God, there is. I'm on that hoe. Go look me up. Malik Talking. Search that bitch. Anyways, and you can Google me. If you Google me right now, Google Malik Talking, you're like, God damn. Yeah, I'm Googleable. Anyways, anyways, Malik Talking, episode 45. I'm here, we're alive, and we're feeling great. And honestly, I don't even remember what the fuck I was just talking about.
I wish I could help you. I really wish.
Have you ever been so high? Like,
oh yeah, you just
discard the thought the second you think it. Yeah. Like the second I thought of that thing I just talked about, I just threw it away. Like I can't even tell you. Like I'm gonna go back and listen to it and be like, damn, I could have picked that back up. But hopefully, like the thought comes back to me. Yeah. But like, bro, I'm fucking faded.
I'm trying to retrace it.
But I'm faded as fuck, so I can't even. Like I don't even know what I'm saying before that. Like I'm just faded. But let's get through the things we can get through and the things we can remember and the things that do matter.
What's that? Whatever's in your control, you worry about that. And whatever's out of your control, just, you know what I mean? Just be one with it. Just flow with it.
Exactly. And that's how you got to treat pussy sometimes, bro. That is like, not where I was if going you that. Can't get that shit, just let it go. And then it'll come to you, bro. Pussy, it'll land in your hands. And if you gotta chase pussy, it's a sin. But if it falls in your lap, it's a blessing.
You're not lying. I don't think you're lying on that. So
I ain't chased pussy in a fat minute.
This man.
Fat minute. Just being real, man. Anyways, episode 45, Malik Talking. We're here live from somewhere in California. And, you know, People gotta stop. They gotta fucking stop. It's getting out of fucking hand.
Whoa,
bro.
Calm down, dude. What is
that? No, like
this
shit. Sometimes, like this shit, just get me hot, bro. Okay. Like I just get really angry.
You gotta give me an explanation.
Sometimes I just get pissed about a lot of shit, and I just don't speak on it because it just pissed me off. I just bomb my fist up like Arthur.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, bro. But niggas gotta stop over analyzing, bro.
Okay,
bro, that Kendrick video, niggas are
the dick eating is getting out of hand.
And I get it, the dick eating is much deserved. Like I'm not gonna say it's not,
my lord,
but niggas are dick eating like like straight just
oh my god. Okay, what? How are they dick eating? What's your dick
I'm going to read this. When you think about it, The Heart Part 5, fifth song of this series, five fingers in a hand, and the five fingers, the number five or a hand, have a deep meaning to all of it. The people reference in the visual. Kobe had five rings. Will Smith got slapped. Kanye got the Midas touch. OJ Simpson with the glove. Nipsey Hussle's five prolific principles for success. Jussie was convicted of five counts of disorderly conduct. Like, nigga, what?
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I can't save that. I don't know, man. I can't even.
Like, bro, I can't
that's
even.
That's kind of a, I don't even know where to start with that.
It's dick eating. That's where we started. We gotta stop the dick eating, guys. Like, yes, this video is crazy and it was fire. And then remember you were showing me that one thing where niggas were like, this is the greatest video since This is America. And I'm like, what?
Yeah,
but I did see a video where it said the video was fire as fuck. Like, it was very great.
The video
and
was
like,
awesome.
Nigga, I felt like I was about to cry. I was
it
like,
was
damn.
Crazy.
I was like, this is great video.
I was like, that looks just like Will. He's just like doing the
He looked thing. Exactly like
I
Will.
I was like, what?
Like, if I showed my grandma that, she'd be like, you see Will Smith rapping it?
He's dancing on the screen.
Will gonna just slap somebody. And now, there he go dancing. You see how much hair he grew? How he do that shit? Yo, that nigga got a weave in. And I'm like, damn, grandma, that's Kendrick Lamar. She like, what the fuck? And to the people out there that were wondering, yes, Malik Talking is the source of all things in the future while also being in the current state. Like, what, a year ago, March 5th, we were talking about deep fakes, and here we are again, May, 2022, we talking about deep fakes again. So we're always on par with everything that's going on in the world.
Some may say ahead of the trend. I don't know.
I'm not saying it.
Look, some may say it.
I just pull up with the podcast, bro. I don't get caught up in all the specifics and all that, you know. I let them do that, you know. That's for now.
That's for the five Midas touch slap the person.
You see, but like niggas. I appreciate the artistry, and I'm glad Kendrick is keeping it up. Hopefully he has more engaging, crazy visuals with the album.
That was crazy.
If the album has more visuals like that,
that song was crazy. I'm sorry, that song was
the Marvin Gaye sample, bro.
I love the sample and how this name was flowing on it from like just transitioning his flows. I was like, yeah,
the different perspectives.
Boy,
bro, that shit's gonna have me like, he's just about to start a new wave. I'm about to just start rapping from different perspectives. Like, remember the rap, I'm gonna be a girl's like thong. I'm gonna be like, damn, this bitch ain't washed me in 3 days. She put me on again, and I'm like, damn, hey, pussy smell like ass, pussy smell like hay, oh my goodness. I'm like, where to lay? Chips, I don't know where to dip at. Young nigga over here wondering where to kick at. She over here with three niggas getting train ran on her. I'm like, damn, 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 damn. Anyways, you just gotta rap from like the perspective of a lamp, like or a tree trunk,
just like
anything. You could rap
that'd
about.
That'd be crazy.
Everyone should just take a chance and just start rapping about like your favorite item in your house and just. Let those freestyles free on SoundCloud, and that'll be our summer challenge. Like, the perspective of a lamp. Sunglasses. I can do a sunglasses rap.
Go, I know you can, with your goddamn sunglasses collection of just antiquities.
And like,
sunglass
bro,
treasures.
Honestly, bro, and it's kind of crazy, like, life. Where it takes you and shit, how you could go from bottom to top and then top to bottom and then bottom. And I'm not talking about like sexual preferences at all. I'm talking about just life and how, you know, the ways it brings you up and down. And like, you talk about niggas like Young Thug, Gunna, all them, they came from the bottom and went to the top, and then now they're at the top, and now like shit's shaky, bro. They locked up all of YSL today, bro. They locked up like 26 niggas.
They locked them up.
They booked them, bro. They booked them, bro. RICO charges.
What's that? What's a RICO charge,
bro? Racketeering, bro.
Oh my god, racketeering. Like, jeez.
Yeah, bro, racketeering. So they getting these niggas for everything, bro. So it's gonna be like money laundering.
Oh man,
fucking selling bitches. Like, it's just gonna be everything.
Oh,
bro.
Geez.
Well, they weren't selling bitches, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a lot of
just
things.
They just gonna
lump it all
take
together,
the box and dump it on them.
Right, like all this evidence for years.
Lord.
So, but I hope shit gets. I don't know, bro. I hope. Hope it's okay for them, bro. Like, you know, not even on some artist type shit, but you know, these people have families and people that love them, and they're like, you don't want to see these people in jail, bro. Like, but it's fucked, bro. It's fucked. But free YSL, bro. Free Young Thug, man. Free Thug. Lil Baby still free because he 4PF.
And as a former street nigga, myself, you know, the code, man, you gotta stick to the code of the game, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You know, yeah. As a former street nigga, that's just all I'm gonna say.
I'm not even gonna touch that because I know it's bait and you want me to touch it. I'm not gonna touch it.
Well, if you don't wanna touch it, it's okay. But hopefully the banking on me video still comes out. I'm really banking on that coming out tomorrow. Hopefully it dropped. I don't know if that fucked up the release date. But I hope it didn't, because like that would be lit. She banking on me on the bank. You like that song?
Yeah. Actually, I don't even know what song you're talking about, to be honest. I like that right there.
Bitch, your boy wants some more, nigga. She begging on me on the bank.
I know this song.
That song is catchy as fuck.
Wow, bro. That's crazy,
bro. So free Gunna, man. Free YSL, man. Free Lil Duke. Free Duke. Free my nigga Duke. Anyways, me and Bobby Basecamp in the stew. Here we go. But I'm sitting here, man. And I'm transitioning. And I'm just thinking out loud. I am not going to see Avatar 2.
Okay.
I'm not.
What brought you to this decision?
I'm just not. I saw the trailer. I haven't even seen Avatar 1.
Wow.
I'm good.
Wow.
Okay. And I'm going to stand on that.
Well, when there's people that got to double down on something really ridiculous, you can't really back down from it. So I guess I could see why you'd not want to watch it, because to not have watched Avatar by this point, I mean, it's absurd.
Well, okay. So. Okay, I won't say I haven't seen it, but I've seen parts of it.
Oh, okay. Like, so you think you got the gist of it, basically?
No, not even that. It's just like, it was the, you know, niggas dick eat this movie because it was the first Blu-ray movie ever.
You know, I think
they dick eat it. It was the first movie in HD, and they were like,
and they just went.
They were like, yo, we've never seen graphics like this. But nigga, I turned on my Xbox 360 and it looked better in that movie, bro.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. Hearing you right now, I'm thinking you have a thing against dick eating. So
well, and people, and like, so, and look, bro,
that might have been part of it. So yeah,
if
they don't, what if they this one comes out and no one says shit, will you go watch it or
no, cause I know they dick eating it. It's gonna go to box office and do like 1.8 billion or some stupid shit like that.
Yeah, you know it will.
And I'm gonna be like, dick eating, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
That shit's like, it shatters the Avengers endgame record.
Yeah, all that setup, all them storylines, and then the fucking Avatar 2 about to come out. Motherfuckers in water. Oh, they're in water now? Give me what's. I need a ticket for the whole family.
Bro, dick eating to the max.
Okay,
bro.
I feel you, yeah.
Yeah, so we gotta let the dick eating stop, guys. Stop dick eating. And honestly, I feel like I said dick eating a lot.
Yeah, you have said dick eating a lot.
But I'm not watching that. And you know,
I'm gonna watch it. Okay, I support the Avatar. You guys keep doing your thing. It's
bro, and that movie gonna be like 3 hours. You know how I feel about 3 hour movies, bro.
Oh Lord, here we go.
But I'm a fucking idiot, bro. I don't got time to watch Avatar, bro.
I don't need time
for... Bro, it's just going to be bright and beautiful looking. You got to be... Maybe you should, you know, get toasted first. Man.
Bro, maybe I'll watch Avatar on Shrooms.
Yeah.
So I don't fall asleep on it.
Exactly. You have your, like, you know, conditions.
But then, I know that movie too metaphorical for me to be on Shrooms. Yeah. I'm going to, like, start reevaluating my whole life and thinking I'm a blue nigga. I'm not like these people. I'm blue. I'm gonna start flying around with a ponytail.
Oh, Lord.
I don't even know the plot of the movie, but I seen a blue nigga with a ponytail. I was like, I'm not watching it.
That's where I crossed the line. Blue niggas with ponytails.
For real, bro.
Flying in the sand.
For real, bro. Drawing that line. And just really, you know. Got one of the last things
I'm touching on.
I know we're back to the Kendrick of it all. But a leak came out, neat. That Kendrick has been writing niggas verses, pinning them.
No, I mean, I'm not surprised.
J-Rock is on the list. Baby Keem.
Wait, J-Rock's in the list for writing niggas lyrics?
No. Kendrick wrote his verse on Money Trees.
Oh.
So he wrote the verse on his own song.
Yeah, but if that's his own song, I don't see a problem with that. I don't see a problem to me. If it's Kendrick's song, right?
But this is like top rappers. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Here we go. You know,
when niggas want to do,
bro, they're making music, man.
This is the politics, though. We're just keeping.
Politics.
You can't just be.
Yeah, I know.
Because if it was you know who, if it was you know who, niggas would be losing their mind.
Mm. Yeah.
Like they already did.
Yeah, true.
You know, stop dick eating.
Here we go.
Stop dick eating. But yeah, bro, he pinned some bars for Baby Keem.
Baby Keem.
Multiple Baby Keem songs that I love. And it's weird. Now I'm looking at them different and I'm get it.
This kind of sound like...
No, it literally, if you pitched it down, you'd be like, this is Kendrick. It's literally a Kendrick song. But it's like a Kendrick song like he wanted to make, but like he's like, bro.
They both have that squeaky octave when they be rapping sometimes, so he could perfectly mimic, like,
yeah. And then Keem could be like, oh, okay, I gotta rap like
eep. Yeah, like
but the thing is, bro, Keem still be rapping his ass off, like, so it doesn't even matter. I don't care,
bro,
about
his uncle, bro. His uncle is gonna help his nephew with a couple bars, and you know it ain't, he ain't just sitting there writing it for him. They're probably collaborating,
right? Like, Keem's a young nigga, Kendrick kind of, you know, he's older, he gotta show him, like,
and his family, just right? Like, come on, y'all, damn,
like, bro, do not throw dirt on Keem name for this. Don't. Yeah. But Keem is still one of the best rappers out right now.
Exactly.
Because he brings a new, you know, vibe to the game. New energy. Different. You know, it's different.
It's tight.
So I'm gonna let Baby Keem live.
Yeah.
And it's no reason, bro. Right. Keem is GOAT, bro. Really goated. And it's crazy. They say he wrote Stats. And I'm like, bruh, I do love Stats. Stats is one of my favorite Baby Keem songs. And Baby Keem is just... He's goated, man. I don't care, bruh. I'll listen to Honest. I'll listen to 16.
Honest. Oh, man.
Bruh, Honest is
you
too...
You know I like got Honest on
repeat. Honest. Hey, Honest.
Be honest.
Bruh, that song carried me through a year, bro. Like, oh, man. Anyways, but, yeah, bruh. And realistically, bruh, if it was me, bruh, if I was ever to get, like, a Drake verse or a Drake feature, I would have Kendrick write my verse. I would literally be like,
Kendrick,
I'm like, Kendrick, empty out the tank on this nigga.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
You're sending the shipment, the hammer, hammer, they're gonna get home in the human and put the hummus on bread again. You niggas living it, feeling like Stephen Levinson over here showing Sydney Sweetie Breastuses. You nigga over here getting all the messages. Pulled up my iPhone 13 and she texts us, and I'm out of Pegasus.
Something like that. And you know, just to make sure I was at least up to par with Drake, I'm not gonna say Kendrick's gonna outpin Drake, but if Kendrick's gonna write me some bars,
yeah,
you know, I'm gonna be up to
comparable.
Like, I'm not gonna look
comparable.
Like I'm ass.
Yeah,
like,
comparable.
I'm not gonna get washed. I'm gonna sound I'm gonna sound like Jack Harlow.
Yeah,
like how he did good.
How he did, but it's Drake, still, so yeah. Obviously, yeah,
washed. Yeah.
oh man, he didn't have to do it like that though.
But he really did clean him up real nice. But it was still good. Like, he, like, beat his ass and then, like,
gave him,
dusted his shoulders off and, like, buttoned up his shirt.
You're cool kid.
You know, that boy Jack's going places.
He's going to the top. He got moxie.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That seems like I don't really got anything else. That's all the topics. It's episode 45. Do you got anything to say?
Oh, me? I mean, I'm chilling. Can we talk about Doctor Strange?
Did we talk about it already or no?
I can't really remember. I'm really, you know.
We already talked about it.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah. You got more to say?
That was just a crazy movie. We watched it. I was like, dang. But, yeah.
Neek wants to watch it again.
He was faded.
Yeah, we were faded, though. But I felt like I was sober 30 seconds into the movie. Like,
no,
yeah.
I was talking about yesterday.
Oh, last...
like, our whole thing.
Oh, yeah, bro. Neek, we literally talked about it on the pod the other day. Like, but you were gone.
Yeah.
That boy blacked out. Do you got anything you gotta say? Yeah, video pod's on the way. It's kind of crazy. We kind of soft launched it on the Instagram. If you go follow at Malik Talking Podcast, you can see we answered some questions that you heard on yesterday's pod. But you got to see the video side of it and all that. But it's just like how we think it should look. We're just kind of working out all the kinks, all that shit. But looks like, you know, people are fucking with it. So we'll see. You know, we did our thing.
Stay consistent.
Hey,
consistency.
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 And shout out the gang, bruh. Shout out everybody who's been showing love. We really trying to take this shit to the next level. And Spotify, if you're listening, you know, we know you are. But we would very much love to be on front page. We are up and coming podcast, and we are the best podcast. Coming to you daily, all May. 31 days podcast extravaganza. Hashtag podcast. Wait, summer of podcast.
Summer of podcast. I like that.
Yeah, that's what we're calling it, bro.
Nice.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. Summer podcast. We really on y'all next with the content, because we up next.
Ooh, this man with the bars still.